The Long Way Home by Audrey Howard, read by Carol Boyd. Monday's child is fair of face. Tuesday's child is full of grace. Wednesday's child is full of woe. Thursday's child has far to go. Friday's child is loving and giving. Saturday's child works hard for a living. But the child that is born on the Sabbath day is bonny and blithe and good and gay. Chapter 1.
Will I light the fire before I set off, ma'am? It's terrible cold, and I don't want you out of bed till it's warmed up a bit.
The child hovered uncertainly at the foot of the bed in which lay the still figure of a woman. The bitter winter cold that seems worse just before dawn, and which in midwinter did not break until 8 o'clock, struck a chill right into the bones, and the child shivered, pulling her thin shawl about her and doing her best to draw her equally thin nightdress down about her bare feet.
"Ma'am, are you awake?"
She took another step round the iron bedstead, moving carefully across the huddled shapes of her brothers and sisters, who were still asleep on threadbare palliasses, her five sisters curled up on two pushed together, her four brothers top to toe in another. The baby, a boy just 1 year old, was sleeping peacefully next to Ma'am. Pa had already left for work on the early shift at the Camel Laird shipyard in Birkenhead, where steam vessels were built, and where he had managed to get a job as a casual labourer, along with many of the men who lived in and around Earl Street. He and Dolly fought their circumstances tooth and nail in an effort to keep themselves and their children from the workhouse in Arthur Street, and he was forced to take any work that came his way. They had so far managed to avoid...